Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank President Lobat of the Academy of Hungarian Academy of Science for the invitation. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I love Budapest. The road from Vienna to here is very nice, and the food and the beer also is wonderful. So always invite me, that I'll be pleased to come, but also I'd like to see you there. Okay, so in September, last September, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Early this morning, Professor Annette Comus made this point. And these goals are aimed to eliminate poverty and hunger in the next 15 years. This is a very ambitious target. 193 countries have since committed to these goals. Achieving them on a global scale, we regarded coordination and cooperation on a global scale. The United Nations system, which includes the International Atomic Energy Agency, we have one important role to play. In our system, in the United Nations system, we were established in 1977, and our headquarters is in Vienna, Austria. During this foundation, was proposed in a speech by the President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, that the United Nations, for the United Nations General Assembly, which expressed the need for one global organization to promote atmosphere peace. And now, the President DG, Manu, also say it's atmosphere peace and development. And our work in this area won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2005. So we have won Nobel Prize early this morning, and another one in this session. The three pillars of the agency is that we have safeguards and verification, safety and security in science and technology. Through safeguards and verification, the IAEA works to prevent the further spread of nuclear weapons. Through safety and security, we work to protect people and the environment from harmful radiation exposure. And finally, in my department, through the use of science and technology, we work to mobilize the peaceful applications in nuclear science and technology. In the area of science and technology, we are helping countries to use nuclear and isotope techniques to promote sustainable development objectives in agriculture, human health, water resource, marine environment, and industrial application. And every single day, more and more nuclear science application is we can apply in the world. We have 166 member states, and every day we are applying the peaceful use of this energy. The global framework for partnerships, such as the Sustainable Development Goals, are essential for the global cooperation. SDGs are widely shared, and all states have national interest in achieving them, but no state and no private actor can achieve them alone. The IAEA has identified several areas in which nuclear science and technology has much to offer, and the work in these areas is expected to intensify in light of the SDGs. You can see the out of 17, the agency has 8 areas that we can promote these goals. And what is important is partnership. Agency works in a close partnership with member states United Nations agency, research organizations, in which civil society, in order to maximize the contribution of nuclear science and technology in the achievement of development priorities. The IAEA partners with more than 24 organizations. Among these are the World Health Organization, with which the agency cooperates to advance cancer control and treatment, the Abdus Salam International Center of Theoretical Physics in Trieste, Italy, UNEP, UNDP, UNESCO, UNICEF, etc. And the very important is the joint division FAO-IAEA partnership that we are cooperating since 1964. Actually, it's the only, we have five laboratories with FAO in Cybersdorf, close to Vienna, where we develop a lot of research. So FAO has, in cooperation with us, the laboratories to answer some of the demand from the member states. And yesterday, in terms of this partnership framework, I was very happy when I visit the, about 30 minutes from here, the Institute of Energy of Hungarian Academy of Science. I was with a group and I was very well impressed with the quality of the work has been carried out in this organization. So partnership is absolutely critical for every institution. And again, the best example is the SDG Zero Anger. That is how we can work toward global food security and with FAO. In this regard, for instance, we improve crop yields, we improve disease resistance, drought tolerance. Also, we protect the livestock, we enhance the reproduction of livestock, and also we prevent, you know, the spread of pests and disease, and then we can, using radiation, we extend the food shelf life. Finally, this is the last slide when you're talking about global cooperation. What's the benefit? So good in a partnership lead to effective program delivery, increased visibility, great access to financial and other resources, and leverage expertise. But the challenge is effective coordination is essential for a global cooperation. Today, with all of the economic crisis around the world, we need to maximize our coordination. So coordination helps to effectively allocate the very limited resources. Last but not least, effective coordination leads to avoid duplication of activities despite overlapping mandates from different parts. Thank you.